They cannot tolerate as good as Kamsa as a problem.
No, but Brahmanas, they can die, no? They are not bothered about that.
No, but they cannot tolerate pain.
Physical pain. Generally.
Karna's first time.
Karna, that is.
No, that only shows that only Kshatriya can tolerate that kind of pain.
Yeah, so he has said, Parshuram said that if you use Brahmana, you would not be able to tolerate this pain.
Yeah. That means Kshatriyas have a higher pain bearing capacity than a. That's what means. Ramana is not a pain bearing capacity, no? Yeah, I think definitely he has higher than Vaishyas.
Yeah, I think they might have, but not
between,
like.
Between Kshatriyas. Physical pain, physical pain. Okay. भाष्यकार मतम सम्यक तद्व्याख्यातृगिरस्त था यथामति समालोड्य गीता व्याख्यां समारभे श्रीधर स्वामी इज सेइंग आफ्टर स्क्रूटिनाइजिंग अकॉर्डिंग टू माय लाइट्स द व्यूज ऑफ द कमेंटेटर शंकरा एंड लाइकवाइज द वर्ड्स ऑफ हिज एक्सपाउंडर्स आई एम बिगिनिंग दिस कमेंट्री ऑन द गीता दिस इज अ करेक्ट ट्रांसलेशन दैट वी सॉ लास्ट टाइम गीता व्याख्यायते यस्यः पाठमात्रादयत्नतः सेयं सुबोधिनी टीका सदाध्याय मनीषिभिः पेज इन द संस्कृत इंग्लिश प्रिंटेड पेज नंबर टू दिस ग्लॉस कॉल्ड सुबोधिनी अ मियर इंटेलिजेंट रीडिंग ऑफ विच एलुसिडेट्स द मीनिंग ऑफ द गीता शुड ऑलवेज बी मेडिटेटेड अपॉन बाय द वाइज सो श्रीधर स्वामी इज सेइंग दैट हिज प्रेजेंटेशन is meant for intelligent people. So now here, even though he is referring to this Bhashyakara is Shankaracharya and he has several commentators on his commentary, sub-commentators. At least it refers to Anandagiri's commentary. But it is very clear Sridhar Swami is dissatisfied with Shankaracharya's commentary because his Subodhini opposes several key teachings of Mayavada. You'll see that. Yes, you'll keep seeing that. इह खलु सकल लोक हितावतार सकल वंदित चरण परम कारुणिक भगवान देवकी नंदन तत्व अज्ञान विजृंभित शोक मोह विजृंभित विभ्रंशित विवेकतया निज धर्म त्याग परधर्म अभिसंधि परम अर्जुनम धर्म ज्ञान रहस्य उपदेश प्लवेन तस्मात् शोक मोह सागरात् उद्धार The extremely gracious Lord, Shri Krishna, the son of Devaki, incarnated himself in this world for the good of humanity when his feet were worshipped by all. Not when his feet were worshipped by all. Whose feet is worshipped by all? Incarnated in this world. He rescued Arjuna who was intent on giving up his own duties and taking up those of another owing to his discrimination being overpowered by grief and infatuation resulting from ignorance of the truth. From that ocean of grief and infatuation with the boat consisting of teachings on esoteric wisdom related to duties.
For something.
This is now he's missing. What Acharya Sridhar Swami is saying is the Supreme Lord, son of Devaki, on the pretext of giving an instruction of the esoteric secrets of philosophical knowledge and dharma, he actually rescued Arjuna from Shoka and Moha, from the ocean of Shoka and Moha. When Arjuna was intent on giving up his own dharma and taking up another dharma, that is correct. Tam eva bhagavat upadishtam artham krishna dvaipayanah saptabhihi shloka shataihi upanibabandha. That very subject matter taught by the Lord, Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa has treated in 700 verses. So Krishna Dvaipayana has presented them in 700 shlokas. Tatracha prayashaha Shri Krishna Mukhan Niskrutan Eva Shlokan Alikhat. Therein he has written down mostly the very verses uttered by Shri Krishna, composing only a few verses of his own to bring out the connection. कांशित तत् संगतये स्वयं व्यरचयत् व्यासदेव यथोक्तम गीता महात्म्य एज इट इज स्टेटेड इन गीता महात्म्य गीता सुगीता कर्तव्या किमान्याय शास्त्र विस्तरै या स्वयं पद्मनाभस्य मुखपद्माद् विनिसृता इति एज इट हैज बीन स्टेटेड इन द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ द गीता दैट गीता विच इश्यूड फ्रॉम द लोटस लाइक लिप्स ऑफ पद्मनाभ श्री कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ मस्ट बी वेल असिमिलेटेड व्हाट इज द यूज ऑफ अ मल्टीप्लिसिटी ऑफ अदर स्क्रिप्चर्स तत्र तावत् धर्मक्षेत्रे इत्यादिना विशीदन्नितमब्रवीत् इत्यन्तेन ग्रन्थेन श्रीकृष्णार्जुनसंवादप्रस्तावाय कथा निरूप्यते. Here the passage beginning with gathered on the holy plain, etc., and ending with spoke these words in grief. This is the first text and 27th text of this chapter is put in a narrative form in order to introduce a dialogue between Shri Krishna and Arjuna. Tatah param asamaptehe tayoh dharma jnanartha sambadaha. After that, till the end, we have the dialogue bearing on the knowledge of duty. अत्र धर्मक्षेत्रे इत्यनेन श्लोकेन धृतराष्ट्रेण हस्तिनापुरस्थितं स्वसारथिं समीपस्थं सञ्जयं प्रति कुरुक्षेत्रवृत्तान्ते पृष्ठे सञ्जयः हस्तिनापुरस्थितः अपि व्यासप्रसादात् लब्धदिव्यचक्षुः कुरुक्षेत्रवृत्तान्तं साक्षात् पश्यन् इव धृतराष्ट्राय निवेदयामास दृष्ट्वा तु पाण्डवानीकमित्यादिना. Now, when Dhritarashtra asked his charioteer Sanjaya, who was by his side in Hastinapur, as to what happened at Kurukshetra in the verse, "O Sanjaya, what did my sons, etc.?" Sanjaya, who had received divine sight through the grace of Vyasa, related, though residing in Hastinapur, to Dhritarashtra the events of Kurukshetra as if he directly saw them, in the words, "having seen the army of the sons of Pandu, etc." So that is, this is actually text 2. Okay, that is Sridhar Swami.
Overall, yeah, that's I don't understand the difference between when you changed in the original, you didn't refer back to the original. What is the difference in the first paragraph? What is missing or what is different?
No, it's just that on the pretext of teaching Arjuna about the philosophical meaning of Dharma, he actually rescued him from lamentation and illusion. That is the point.
The text is missing.
This is Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti. Now we are entering into our own line. This is the first Gaudiya Vaishnava commentary.
But in
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This is how he begins. Gauramshika Satkumata Pramodhi Swabhikhiya Gautamaso Nihanta Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sudhani Dirme Mano Nitishthan Swaratim Karotu Prachena Vaches Vicharya Soham Agyopi Gita Murtale Shripsu Yateh Prabhore Vamateta Tatra Santakshamadvam Sharanagatasya. May the ocean of nectar, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, who emanates golden rays, giving joy to the white water lilies of saintly devotees, who destroys the darkness of the earth by his splendorous beauty, be present in my mind and bestow on me attraction for himself.
Just before you go to this thing now, how do you summarize the, what's it, Sridhar Swami's commentary on the introduction? What is the main point of the introduction?
That he's not just teaching about the importance of performing his Varnashrama duties.
Where does he mention that specifically?
On the pretext of that, he actually rescued him from lamentation and illusion, which means he helped Arjuna attain liberation itself. Anyway, we'll come to this point. Bhaktivinoda Thakur will deal with this. He'll deal with these themes. Reviewing carefully all of the previous commentaries, though being ignorant but desiring a particle of the nectar of the Gita, I have presented here commentaries according to the views of my sannyasi.
You're not reading this thing. Sanskrit.
Sanskrit, this is the same.
I don't know.
See, the first two texts are actually presented here because they are verses. They are verses.
Oh, okay.
I have presented here commentaries according to the views of my sannyasi master Sri Chaitanya. Please be tolerant of my ignorance since I have surrendered to him completely. These translations are all fine. Iha khalu sakala shastra abhimata srimat charana saroja bhajanaha स्वयं भगवान नराकृति परब्रह्म श्री वसुदेव सूनु साक्षात श्री गोपालपुर्याम अवतीर्य अपार परम अतर्क्य प्रापंचिक सकल लोचन गोचरीकृतः bhavabdhin nimajjamanan jagajjanan udhritya sva saundarya madhurya aswadanaya sviya prema maham budau nimajjayamasa. He's calling again and again.
Tell me again,
okay. The son of Vasudeva, Parabrahman, in human form. See, this Narakriti Parabrahma is an expression from Swayam Bhagavan, Narakriti Parabrahma. Is an expression from Vishnu Purana. It is quoted by our acharyas sometimes. Narakriti Parabrahma.
Narakriti means human form.
Nara means human. Akriti means form. Parabrahma means Supreme Brahman. Supreme Brahman in the form of a human being. The original Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, whose lotus feet are desired by all the scriptures in this world. Sakala Shastra Abhimata. They are desired, meaning they are desired to be propounded as the goal. Descended directly in Mathura and most inconceivably became invisible to the eyes of all people of the material world. He came within the range of the perception of all people of the material world. He thereby delivered the people of the universe who were drowning in the ocean of material life. Submerging them instead in the great ocean of his own prema by bestowing on them a taste of the sweetness of his beauty. This is all straight taken from various verses from Bhagavatam.
Bestowing on them a taste of the sweetness of his beauty, no? The sweetness Sva of
saundarya madhurya aswadanaya sviya prema maham budau nimajayamasa. He caused them to be drowned within a great ocean of love for himself by a taste of his own beauty and sweetness.
From sweetness of his beauty?
Sweetness and beauty or sweetness of beauty? Sweetness of beauty. Both meanings are possible.
That, that beauty is not visible for us now. You're talking Krishna or Lord Chaitanya?
Krishna.
Krishna, okay.
First of all, he appeared in Sri Gopalapuri. That Gopalapuri is Mathura, Mandala.
Is it also called Gopalapuri?
Gopalapuri. The word Gopalapuri appears in Gopala Tapani Upanishad. Unbounded, supremely inconceivable. His descent is out of supreme inconceivability. Prapanchika Sakala Lochana Gochari Kritaha. It's all like prose poetry. He employs a lot of alankara.
Madhurya and Sundariya, like in Adilila, third and fourth chapter.
About Krishna himself.
About Krishna himself, Radharani is attracted.
Yeah, that is of the highest rasa, but this is just in general also. Bhavabdi nimajjamanan jagajjanan udhritya, having delivered them who were drowning in the ocean of bhava, material existence, he drowned them in the great ocean of love for himself by a taste of his own beauty and his own sweetness.
No, that
madhurya
is not the rasa, I think, his beauty of sweetness
is
the same thing.
Yeah, his madhurima and his
madhurima, Krishna and madhurima.
Yeah, but that is relished at different levels. It is relished of prema bhakti is relished at different levels. Shishta raksha dushtanigraha vratanishtha mahishta pratishthopi. See, this is called prose poetry. Bho bhara dukha apahara mishena dushtanam api svadveshtrinam api mahasamsara graha grasi bhutanam api muktiddana lakshanam paramarakshanam eva kritva svantardhana uttarakala janishyamanam anadya vidya bhandan nibandhana shoka mohadya akulan api jivan udhartum shastrakran munigana gani munigana giyamana yashaha cha dhartum swapriya sakham tadrsha swechha vashadeva rana murdhani ಉದ್ಭೂತ ಶೋಕಮೋಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಅರ್ಜುನಂ ಲಕ್ಷೀಕೃತ್ಯ ಕಾಂಡತ್ರಿತಯಾತ್ಮಕ ಸರ್ವವೇದ ತಾತ್ಪರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯವಸಿತಾರ್ಥರತ್ನಾಲಂಕೃತ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೀತಾ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶಾಧ್ಯಾಯಂ ಅಂತರ್ಭೂತ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶ ವಿದ್ಯಂ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ವಿದ್ಯಮಾನೀಕೃತಮಿವ ಪರಮಪುರುಷಾರ್ಥಂ ಆವಿರ್ಭಾವಯಾಂ ಬಭೂವ. ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಬೈ ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ವಾವ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ದ ರೈಟಿಯಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ ದ ಈವಲ್. ನೋ Despite establishing his greatness by fulfilling his vow to protect the righteous and destroy the evil, on the pretext of relieving the earth of its burden of suffering, he gave the greatest protection in the form of liberation, even to those who were devoured by the crocodile of material life, to the most evil persons, even to those who displayed great hatred towards himself. So you understand, even though his greatness is in fulfilling his vow of protecting the righteous and destroying the evil. Okay. Despite that, he gave the greatest protection even for those who are materialistic and even for those who are evil. Now, usually we will expect the Supreme Lord to destroy people who are evil. But he protected the evil by giving them liberation. Understand the point. There is a Shishta and there is a Dushta. Shishta means civilized. Dushta means uncivilized. The civilized are the ones who accept Vedic authority and who agree to progress towards the Supreme Lord. Okay. So the Supreme Lord's vow is to protect the civilized and to crush the uncivilized. That is his normal vow. He is fixed in that. He is greatly fixed in that. Despite that, when he descended on this world, in order to remove the burden of the earth, he was asked to remove the burden of the earth, but on that pretext, what he did was he saved even the evil people. He didn't just save the civilized people, he saved even the uncivilized people who were very hateful of him also. He saved them from the crocodile of Mahasamsara, and he gave supreme protection to them, characterized by charity of liberation. So this establishes that he is more than just what he normally does in his various Vishnu Tattva incarnations.
Is your point or are you saying?
No, this is a point which he commonly brings out in other places, like in Swayam Bhagavata Ashtakam and many other places.
So he does more than what he does in his other places.
Yeah. These are all common points which, he's got certain themes which he goes on repeating in different writings. But here the significant point is, he goes beyond just Shishta Raksha Dushta Nigraha. He does Dushta Raksha also.
Okay, now Dushta Raksha also does, by killing them only, no?
He kills them, but he gives them liberation also.
So if other incarnations kill, they don't get liberation?
This comes in Laghu Bhagavatamrita.
Recently somebody mentioned this in the class. That other incarnations you don't get liberation.
Mm-hmm. Only Krishna. The others they push one towards.
This is, no, I had a classic.
This is analyzed in
Christian. Okay.
This is analyzed in Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Rupa Goswami analyzes in great detail.
Vaisheshika Prabhu mentioned this actually, yeah, in his class. Mm-hmm. So this is reading Laghu Bhagavatamrita and more. So I had an argument with a Christian once. He told me, God can never kill you, okay? Because then that will be a lack of His mercy, something like that. So then I said, no, God's killing is also mercy because we get liberation. But what about other Vishwatva incarnation?
They push one towards liberation.
Means they get progress?
They progress.
The examination pass?
They're pushed towards it. Because Krishna attracts their consciousness. Krishna attracts their consciousness.
They don't get instant liberation.
No, because liberation can only happen for those who are absorbed in Him at the time of death.
To Krishna only?
Supreme Lord.
Okay.
But Krishna...
Can you be absorbed in Vishnu also? What is
that? No, well, at that moment it will not happen. Because their hatred is there.
Your hatred is there. What is the difference?
Krishna also there.
Krishna is overwhelmingly attractive. Anyway, this comes in Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Rupa Goswami analyzes in detail. After his disappearance, in order to deliver the jivas who will be afflicted in the future by lamentation and illusion arising from bondage of beginningless ignorance, in order to uphold his glorious reputation sung by the sages, the makers of scripture, he singled out Arjuna, his dear friend, who was afflicted by lamentation and illusion at the commencement of war by the Lord's own desire to fulfill those purposes.
Mahaprabhu doesn't give liberation. Mahaprabhu doesn't give love.
That is more than liberation.
No, but people whom he kills, he doesn't kill. No, I want to say.
And manifested. And manifested to Arjuna the highest goal of humanity, making it most real and attainable. In the form of the Gita, with 18 chapters and 18 types of knowledge ornamented with the jewels of the ultimate import of the Vedas composed of three subjects.
Three subjects of the
Vedas.
Kanda Trittayatmaka, the three khandas.
Karma,
Jnana and Bhakti.
Kanda Trayatmaka Sarva Veda.
This 18 types of knowledge. 18 types of knowledge, this comes in Vishnu Purana. The 14 types of knowledge are, what is that? It comes here. Adhyatma Vidya Vidyanam, where is that? 10 point something. Bhagavad Gita.
This is 10.32.
10.32. This one. These are 14. Angani Veda Shatwaro Mimamsa Anyaya Vistara Dharma Shastram Puranam Cha Vidya Hyeta Shatur Dasha. These are the famous 14 books of knowledge. Four Vedas with six Angas, so that is 10, plus Mimamsa, plus Nyaya, plus Dharma Shastra, plus Purana. Mimamsa includes Purva Mimamsa, Uttara Mimamsa. Uttara Mimamsa is Vedanta, Purva Mimamsa is Karma Mimamsa. Nyaya is a Nyaya system. Dharma Shastra, the 20 Dharma Shastras, 18 Puranas. These are 14 departments. Plus there is 4. Vishnu Purana 3.6.28. Okay, I'll get you. Vishnu Purana, let me look for English.
The knowledge that we are studying comes from which type? Puranic knowledge.
Sorry?
The knowledge that we are studying in Bhagavad Gita and all that comes from which knowledge? Puranic knowledge.
Bhagavad Gita is actually Vedanta.
Mimamsa.
Yeah, spiritual Mimamsa, there are two Mimamsas. 3.6.28.
Uttara
Mimamsa. Uttara Mimamsa.
But Bhagavatam comes under Purana.
No, but it's giving that subject matter. 3.6.28. Okay, wait. 6.28. Here. This is the one that Baladeva Vidyabhushan has quoted. Then, Ayurvedo, Dhanurvedo, Gandharvaschaivate, Traya, Arthashastram, Chaturtham, Tu, Vidya, Shyashta, Dashaivata. Then there is Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, Gandharva Veda, and Arthashastra. So, 14 plus 4 is 18. These are the 18 Vidyas.
Six Angas, subsidiary portions of the Veda, that is?
See, Angani Chaturo Veda, six Angas, four Vedas. Angas are this one. These are the six supplements of the Vedas. Shiksha, Kalpa. Shiksha is rules for pronouncing. Kalpa is the ritual. Vyakarana is grammar. Nirukta, etymology. Chandas, rhyming meter. Jyotisha, astrology, astronomy. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So this is called Vedangas, 6 Angas. Then 4 Vedas, Rit, Yajur, Sama, Atharva. So 6 plus 4 is 10. Then Mimamsa is of two types, Purva and Uttara. Nyaya Vistara refers to logic. Then Purana, 18 Puranas.
Dharma.
Then Dharma Shastra. So 1, 2, 3, 4, correct. 4 plus 10, 14. 20 Dharma Shastras, plus Ayurveda, plus Dhanurveda, plus Gandharva Veda, plus Arthashastra. See, Ayurveda. This translation is based on Sridhar Swami's commentary. Ayurveda coming from Dhanvantri, Dhanurveda coming from Bhrigu, Gandharva Veda taught by Bharatamuni. This in Gandharva Veda includes Natya, Nataka, the entire rasa category comes in that. Then entertainment.
Singing.
Yeah, entertainment.
This is who's? I mean, it's just a translation.
Then Arthashastra is coming from Brihaspati.
This is a translation or?
This is a translation by some fellow Wilson actually, but he is said to have copied it from somebody without giving acknowledgement. But anyway, this is based on. I personally checked it a few days back. This translation is in line with Sridhar Swami's own remarks that I can tell you. So this is the 18 subject matters. So Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says these 18 chapters are as good as the 18 types of knowledge. So he singled out Arjuna, his dear friend, who was afflicted by lamentation and illusion at the commencement of war by the Lord's own desire to fulfill those purposes, and manifested to Arjuna the highest goal of humanity, making it most real and attainable in the form of the Gita, with 18 chapters and 18 types of knowledge ornamented with the jewels of the ultimate import of the Vedas, composed of three subjects. So the Bhagavad Gita presents the final teaching of the Veda, the conclusion of the Veda. Okay, where am I? तत्र अध्यायानां षट्केन प्रथमेन निष्काम कर्मयोगः द्वितीयेन भक्तियोगः तृतीयेन ज्ञानयोगः दर्शितः. Through the first six chapters of the Gita, he presents Nishkama Karma Yoga. Through the second six chapters, he presents Bhakti Yoga. And through the third six chapters, he presents Jnana Yoga. Tatrapi, Bhakti Yogasya Atirahasyatva Uphaya Sanjeevakatvena Abhyarhitatva Sarvadurlabhatvacha Madhyavarti Krataha. Bhakti Yoga is placed between Karma and Jnana Yoga because of its confidential nature, because of its superiority by which it is able to give life to the other two, and because of its being most rare. So the three reasons why Bhakti Yoga is placed in the middle. Prabhupada in a lecture talks about this. He says, like a book is made hardbound because the two covers protect the content inside a book, the paper. He says like that, Krishna has presented Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga on this side and presented Bhakti in the middle. Same point coming from here.
Sandwich.
Because of its confidential nature, being placed in the middle, it is not so obvious.
Also, if Karma is not touched by Bhakti, it does not have life. That also is negative.
Karma and Jnana need to be practiced along with Bhakti.
That's why because in the middle, it touches both.
Since it is in the middle, it touches the other two, giving them life. If the six chapters concerning Bhakti were placed at the beginning or the end, they would only touch one of the other two topics. Therefore, it is protected by the other two topics on either side. So, three good reasons why Bhakti is presented right in the middle. Karma Jnana Yoho Bhakti Rahityena Vayarthyat Te Dve Bhakti Mishreva Samadhi Krite. And moreover, because these two are useless without Bhakti, only by being mixed with Bhakti do they become acceptable. Notice this expression, Bhakti Mishra. Bhakti Mishra Karma, Bhakti Mishra Jnana are acceptable. But Bhakti Shunya Karma and Bhakti Shunya Jnana are not acceptable.
What are you, table?
No, nowadays I don't do that. I just use a chemical formula. K for karma, J for jnana, and B for bhakti. So I write K2B means like H2O is two atoms of hydrogen, one atom of oxygen. So like that K2B means more karma, less bhakti. That is called bhakti mishra karma. J2B means bhakti mishra jnana. And KB2 means karma mishra bhakti. JB2 means jnana mishra bhakti. So I invented my own terminology. Bhaktistu dvividha. And but all of these ideas will come later on and repeated. This is his signature style of writing. He writes it in his Bhagavata commentaries. You will find it again and again and again. He talks about this. Bhaktistu dvividha. Kevala pradhani bhutacha. In bhakti there are two types. Kevala bhakti, pure bhakti, and pradhani bhuta bhakti, predominantly bhakti. Tatra adhya svateva parma prabala te dve karun. Oh, that is, he stated it, no? Bhakti mishra eva samadhi krite. When karma and jnana are touched by bhakti, then they are acceptable.
Acceptable?
Yeah, they are acceptable.
No, but find the classification.
They are not called bhakti.
Okay.
They are not called bhakti.
Bhagavatam is a cheetah, like they give classification.
Here also he will say that, but he will say that they are not called bhakti.
Okay.
You will not.
What is the difference in pradhani bhuta and gauni? In pradhani bhuta, bhakti is pradhan.
Yeah.
Gauni, bhakti is gauna.
Yeah.
Other
side. Yeah. Baladeva Vidya Bhushan says in terms of mukhya kala and gauna kala. More time, less time.
Mukhya kala, gauna kala.
No, but he has indicated it. Initially it was very confusing to me, what is the meaning of predominant? But later on I found Baladeva Vidya Bhushan has explained it in terms of time. He spends more time, he spends less time. From that only I understood predominance is calculated in terms of time. Te dve karma jnane vinaiva vishuddha prabhavati akinchana ananya adi shabdavachya. The first is independent and most strong. Without,
So, there is no consideration of what elements of bhakti are doing there, only the time.
Means what? Within bhakti also different bhakti angas have different more potencies and so on.
So, should it consider the most potential with the most amount of time?
Oh, that is like wow, high intensity, super high intensity.
So, pradhani bhuta is like, no, only time.
That is the highest type of pradhani bhuta bhakti, high leverage. Also it became clear to me what, see these things, he is using these expressions, but then later on when you come to Bhagavatam only, when he starts analyzing different people's actual character, then only you understand what it practically implies. Because right now it's all theoretical, you know, it's predominant, less predominant, but then when he starts explaining in Bhagavatam, Narada Muni engaged in Kevala Bhakti. That is what he learned from his gurus. Okay, when his mother died, he never did even the final rite. Okay, he didn't do anything. He didn't perform any sinful activities, any offenses. So Anyabhilashita is out. He didn't engage in any karma duty, no jnana duty, no yoga duty. Only bhakti duty he was doing. He just went off. He just went off and started doing devotion service now. So from that you understand that is the meaning of Kevala Bhakti. Kevala bhakti means you close your eyes to everything else and you just engage in devotion service.
Then Kadamba's example?
We'll have to see how Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains it there. When he was doing his dhyana, that is bhakti only. But afterwards he got married now. Marriage is karma, definitely. You have to see the commentaries to see how the Acharya explains. Without the mixture of karma and jnana, it is pure and strong, devoid of all material attachment. It is known by such terms as ananya bhakti. It is also called akinchana bhakti, ananya akinchana ityadi shabdavachya. The second type is mixed with karma and jnana, somebody's form. The second type is mixed with karma and jnana. All of this will be described later in the text. Second type is pradhani bhuta bhakti. It's mixed with karma and jnana. Is it your form? Is it? That's all.
What does the example come out? The bhakti is a king. So when king is there, king is in the middle, entourage and elephant there, both sides they protect the king.
Is it? But I have not seen any of the acharyas give that.
I heard that the bhakti is like the king in the middle, other guards and armies other side they are protecting the king.
Okay, next is Baladeva Vidya Bhushana. Where is it?
Do you know Balada Sanskrit?
Sorry?
Yeah, do you know
Balada
Sanskrit?
Yeah, I have it right here. I have.
You can give me.
It's in the Vishnu Chakravarti, same one.
Okay.
Om Namah Shri Govindaya Satyananta Chinti Shakti Ekapakshe Sarvadhyakshe Bhakti Rakshati Dakshe Shri Govinde Vishwa Sargadi Kande Purna Nande Nityamastam Matirme. This is...
Shubham date is Govinda.
Yeah, Rupa Goswami's date.
How is it? Maybe a sort of a question, but... how is it Madhu Pandit's deities are considered the Prayodhana deities?
I don't know. Yeah, I do not know.
Well, it means like Rajakish or Kishvendish.
They think it is hip to talk these kind of things. Okay. I'll also recite the next verse. Agyana Neeradhira Paiti Yavishosham Bhakti Parapi. This is mistyped and it is mistranslated also. Vishosham Bhakti Parapi Vajate Parivosham Uchesh Tattvam Param Sparati Durgamam Apyajasram Sadhunya Vrit Sparachitam Pranamami Gitam. May my mind remain eternally fixed on Sri Govinda, who is the ultimate perfection of real, infinite, inconceivable powers and who thus controls everything. Who is expert in protecting his devotees, who is also the root of creation, maintenance and destruction of the universe.
What is the difference in the translation?
And who is full of bliss. I offer my respects to the Gita, which was spoken by the Lord endowed with perfect qualities. It is a work by which the ocean of ignorance meets its complete end, by which it attains its, by which it meets dryness, which means by which the ocean of ignorance becomes dry. Vishosham means it becomes dry. By which pure bhakti becomes fully nourished to the highest degree and by which the supreme truth, normally difficult to understand, becomes eternally manifest. The rest is correct. Atha sudachit ghanaha swayam bhagavan achinti shakti purushottamaha swasankalpa ayatta vichitra jagad udayadi virinchyadi sanchinti charanaha. It becomes dry. Swajanmadi lilaya swatulyan saha avirbhutan parshadan praharshayan Tayaiva jivan bahun avidya shaduli vadanad vimochya swantarthanottarabhavinaha anyan udyadirshuhu ahavamurdhani swatmabhutamapya arjunam avitarkesva shaktya samohamiva kurvan tanmoha vimarjana apadeshena sa parikara swatma yathatmi aika nirupikam sva gitopanishadam upadishat.
Get keyword what this is. Or the ocean of ignorance gets cured.
No, the ocean of ignorance attains dryness. This has been mistyped and it has been mistranslated. It is Vishosham, not Vishesham.
Yeah, remember this is that it's Shushpata Prakta.
Yeah, it attains dryness. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, condensed happiness and knowledge, is the supreme person endowed with inconceivable power. His feet are the object of meditation by Brahma and others. Who create, maintain and destroy the variegated universe in accordance to his order. Through such pastimes as his birth, he gave exceeding joy to his associates, whom he treated equal to himself, and who appeared with him. And by his pastimes, he liberated many jivas from the tiger's mouth of ignorance. Wishing to deliver others in the future, after his own disappearance, he placed Arjuna, whom he considers his own self, out of love, under seeming bewilderment at the commencement of the battle by his inconceivable energy. on the pretext of removing Arjuna's ignorance, he spoke to Arjuna his own Gita Upanishad, which excellently ascertains the real nature of himself and his energies, himself and his paraphernalia. Tasyam khalu Ishvara Jiva Prakriti Kala Karmani Panchartah Varanyante. Indeed, five subjects are described in the Gita: Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala and Karma. Now these five, these are listed here in the beginning of his Govinda Vashi also, he lists it. Then he also lists it in other places. His spiritual master Radha Damodar is the first one who made this.
I don't know, in Bengali it seems like some things there.
Like what?
Like after this first and second verse of Mangalacharan, they started like Grantharanga Otho Shabda Mangalartho Udhidhita Vaido Uddesha Lakhana Purita.
No, 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 that you must be reading a commentary.
Commentary only they are giving again. How the system of this?
Say first they gave the...
Oh, this is his own paraphrase.
His paraphrase, not translating exactly?
No, no. It's paraphrase. Generally, his paraphrase is okay, but it is not a literal translation.
Because after that, say that five subjects come here. Eight, one, say five, say the subject starts from here. Jivishya Prakriti. So this becomes Sambandha Vidya and Prayojan.
It's a paraphrase. In India, all translations are understood to be paraphrased. Okay.
What is our translation? 1.1.1.
Lord Chaitanya. It
releases.
That is paraphrase,
you
have to release it. Okay.
In English, no?
Wait. Teshu vibhu samvidhi ishvaraha, anu samvidjivaha. The characteristics of, okay, five subjects are described in the Gita: Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala and Karma. Among them, the all-powerful conscious being, Vibhusambit, is the Lord, Ishvara. Anusambit, Jivaha. The minor conscious being, Anusambit, is the Jiva. Sattvadi, Gunatrayashrayo, Dravyam, Prakritihi. Prakriti is that substance which is the shelter of the three gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Traigunya, Shunyam, Jadadravyam, Kalaha. Kala is unconscious substance, inert substance, like Prakriti, devoid of the gunas. So that is the distinction between Prakriti and Kala. See, Kala is distinct from Prakriti. They are separate. Now these five subjects were brought out in a book called Vedanta Syamantaka by Radha Damodar Goswami, the spiritual master of Baladev Vidya Bhushan. So it is from that Baladev Vidya Bhushan summarizes all these details.
No, but he is not a Diksha disciple of Vishwa Chakravarti.
No.
Siksha.
Doesn't look like also. He doesn't enlist Vishwa Chakravarti as a Shiksha Guru also.
Where does he enlist as a Guru?
In Siddhanta Ratna. He says his Guru is Radha Damodar, and he studied from Pitambar Das. And Pitambar Das apparently has given him sannyas also.
He was sannyasi.
Vishwanath Chakravarti was, he refers to Vishwanath Chakravarti in his 10th canto commentary, where he says, I'm going to follow the commentaries of Sridhara, Sanatana and Vishwanath. So he considers Vishwanath to be like some top acharya, not just, so he's like some great leader, following him, put him on the level of Sridhara Swami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami.
Pitambar Das is Shiksha Guru. Okay.
Yeah, give me a minute, I'll show you.
You have Radha Damodar Goswami's line, no?
Huh? Anyway, line means what?
His descendants.
Seminal descendants.
Okay.
He was a Kanyakubja Vipra. He was from
Kanpur.
Yeah. What is this Siddhanta? It's called Siddhanta Ratna.
For writing Govinda Vashya, Vishwanath Chakravarti only sent him
to the He sent him. Prabhupada says that he sent him.
He sent him.
He authorized him. He told him, you go and deal with that. What is this? Not this. Kusum Sarovar, Krishna's Lama. Okay, this is fine. They say all that.
Madhvas say.
No, our people only say.
He got converted and
he became
devotee. Yeah, they say that. But after he got Radha Damodar.
No, no, then he took initiation from Radha Damodar.
After he became a Gauri Vaishnava.
Yes.
So that's the point, it had something like
Radha Damodar Goswami made him.
Gaudiya
Vaishnava.
No, with Radha Damodar.
Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I think, writes about that. I mean, he himself has heard from someone who met Bhaktivinoda Thakur says he met someone who saw Baladeva Vidyabhushan with his own eyes.
Really?
Hmm. He met one very elderly Vaishnava.
Okay.
Who had seen Baladeva Vidyabhushan with his own eyes. So that person had told about Baladeva Vidyabhushan, which he wrote in an article.
That's
why Baladev, how old have you been? 1700s.
After Baladev Vidyabhushan came?
Jayante
Shri
Radha Damodara Pada Pankaja Dyutayaha. Jagannath Das Babaji is a grand disciple of Baladev Vidyabhushan.
Grand disciple?
Yeah.
So who is the disciple of Baladev Vidyabhushan?
That comes. So.
Parampara?
He actually shikshad the grand disciple.
By sannyas or something.
So in Guru Parampara, before Dharmasrath, what are the details in between?
See. Somebody worked out all this. Uddhava Das.
Uddhar means what?
One who is delivered.
They say Uddhara.
Uddhara is a different word, Uddhara is a different word.
Okay.
This information we are getting it from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
Then
Jagannath Das Babaji.
Two persons are there in between.
Yeah. Great.
So this parampara list, what we got it, this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati medium.
Yeah. And from Jagannath Das, we get Bhagavad Das Babaji, Vamshi Das Babaji. From Bhagavad Das Babaji, you also get Gaur Kishor Das Babaji.
Vamshi Das Babaji was whose disciple?
Bhagavad Das Babaji.
Not Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is disciple?
No.
But I think Prabhupada said that Gaur Kishor Das Babaji. Bhaktisiddhanta
Saraswati's
godbrother was Gaur
Kishor
Das Babaji, and he said that you don't go near him, you won't understand him, you won't say
his
disciples.
He never said that he is godbrother. Where did he say that?
He
didn't
say
he's
godbrother.
Never said that. We have a lot of ISKCON who watch it going on.
Even he also, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati wrote that book on Bhaktisiddhanta.
Yeah, but he never said that.
He never says he's godbrother.
He
didn't say Vamshi Das Babaji.
He's a godbrother of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Never say so.
I was confused about this because he said that I was the only disciple of Gaur Kishor Das Babaji.
Of disciple of Gaur Kishor Das Babaji, yes.
Yes.
So who are you talking about?
Either Bhamsi Das Babaji is a disciple of Gaur Kishor Das Babaji or not?
No.
Okay. Anyway, that is that. But, Yabi. See?
So if he has met, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has met
somebody who personally met
Baladeva Vidyabhushan. That's how many generations? It's three generations.
Possible, no? If you see somebody who saw Bhaktivinoda.
No, like I can see my great grandfather, right?
Okay.
How many generations? That's three generations.
You saw?
I've seen my great grandmother.
Great grandmother.
something like
that. That's three generations.
Baladeva Vidya Bhushana was manifest most probably till 1780s or 1790s. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur must have seen this devotee in 1880 or 1890, who might have lived exceptionally a long period of time. अतः स्वमंत्र देशिकोत्कर्ष मंगलम अंते प्रदर्शयति विजयन्ते राधा दामोदर कान्यकुब्ज विप्रवंशावतंसः स्वस्य मंत्रोपदेष्टा ही इज द इनिशिएटिंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ही इज द मंत्र गुरु ही इज कान्यकुब्ज विप्र विद्वद्ग्रणी ही इज एन एक्सट्रीमली लर्नड स्कॉलर So he says that, and also somewhere else, Pitambarasya, Karuna Varunalayasya, he says. Pitambarasya, Sarvashatra Gyasya, Virakta Shiromaneer. See, there was one Naishtika Brahmachari named Pitambara. And he was his Vidya Guru, he was a Shiksha Guru. He was a very famous Shiksha Guru, he is saying.
Who?
Pitambara Das.
Naishtika Brahmachari.
No, it cannot be Vishwanatha Chakravarti because Vishwanatha Chakravarti was married before. He was in Saidabad. Okay. Now here, there are different, at one time I told Gopi Purandan Prabhu that I would like to do a write-up simply on the introduction from this, deriving more information from the commentary to Govinda Bhashya.
Ishwara Jeeva Pratitikara.
He said that will be good. Actually,
this idea, where did you get it from? Where did Bhagavad Gita Bhushan get this from?
This is from Radha Damodar's book, Vedanta Samantaka. There's a book called Vedanta Samantaka. In one place in Sukshma Tika.
What is that?
Sukshma Tika is Baladeva Vidya Bhushan's commentary on Govinda Bhashya. There he says, for more information you should see Vedanta Samantaka. Either there or in Pramaya Ratnavali, one of the two. Vedanta Samantaka is an important book. It is an important book. Sometimes they think that it was written by Baladeva Vidya Bhushan. Sometimes it is listed as Baladeva Vidya Bhushan's book. But sometimes it is enlisted to be Radha Damodar's book.
We don't know.
But it appears to be Radha Damodar's book only.
He doesn't say it.
Who? At the end he says, this is written by someone whose name begins with Radha and ends with Damodar.
Who? Baladeva Vidya Bhushan.
In that book, Vedanta Samantaka. Radhadi Damodara Nama Vibhrata. That this is offered as a jewel necklace to Radha, Srimati Radha Rani. This Vedanta Samantaka. Samantaka, you remember? Samantaka jewel. So this Vedanta Samantaka is offered as an ornament to Srimati Radha by someone whose name begins with Radha and ends with Damodara.
So what is the confusion?
Some people think that this refers to Baladeva Vidya Bhushana. Who is upholding his guru, whose name begins with Radha and ends with Damodara. Because that Sanskrit word can be interpreted in that way. But it seems somewhat...
It's not
there is no need for unnecessary interpretation where it is obvious. No? Radha Damodara is the one who wrote it. If he is actually the guru of Baladeva Vidya Bhushan, you can imagine how scholarly he must have been. So he wrote a book, that's all.
He says that the learned scholar.
Actually, that marked a time when scriptural study it was a revolutionary time, because during that time, Gaudiya Vaishnavas would first of all, Gopi Purandana Prabhu said they would simply sit and meditate on Krishna Leela or chant. Okay, that was considered to be the highest sadhana amongst Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Most of them were doing that. So then Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he is the first one who started writing actually. He came 100 years after Jiva. Okay. The first book he gave was Krishna Bhavanamrita, which must have greatly delighted Sahajiyas and non-Sahajiyas. Okay. Then he started writing commentary on Bhagavatam and so on. So I think he initiated a revival of study. But then we noticed that at the same time only Radha Damodar is there. He is a contemporary of Vishnu Chakravarti. He writes a book like Vedanta Samantaka, which is totally... Nobody would think of writing a book on five substances at that time. Because they used to think Gaudiya Vaishnava simply is doing Leela Smaran and chanting Naam Kirtan, Leela Smaran. That's what a Gaudiya Vaishnava does. He's writing a book on philosophy, on five subject matters. And he's quoting Vishnu Purana authority, saying that these are the five substances. Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, Karma.
Oh,
Radha
Damodar. Vishnu Purana.
At the end of Vedanta Samantaka. That contains six chapters. Vedanta Samantaka. First establishes Pramana, second Ishvara, then third chapter Jiva, fourth Prakriti, then Kala, then Karma. It's got six chapters.
It's translated?
Well, six. What is six? What is the extra?
In English?
All English. English maybe.
What is the Vishnu Purana?
What?
Vishnu Purana has six chapters.
No. Vedanta Samantaka.
What is the extra?
Pramana.
Evidence.
Source of, yeah.
Epistemology.
First is Pramana Vichar, then Ishvara Vichar, then Jiva Vichar, then Prakriti Vichar, then Kala Vichar, then Karma Vichar. Now these kind of things are usually done by other philosophical lines. Okay. But so that definitely Baladeva Vidyabhushan would have been very impressed with this. Because some Gaudiya Vaishnava is doing it. This is almost like Jiva Goswami's writings are coming back again. Because only Jiva Goswami is the one who did the previous authority who did this kind of analysis was Jiva Goswami. Before that nobody sat and did this kind of analysis. So Radha Damodar was doing that. Then Baladeva Vidyabhushan, he came up. Then after Baladeva Vidyabhushan came up, then Baladeva Vidyabhushan pointed out that all four lines are authentic. And from that time onwards, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, everybody started respecting all the other lines. All the Gaudiya Vaishnavas everywhere started saying we are Madhva followers and this and that. No, why? Very few of them said it. Some said it. Kavi Karnapur said it. They all said it. They wrote it here and there. But it was Baladeva Vidyabhushan was fully responsible for bringing this concept of Sampradaya Chatushtaya. Four Vaishnava Sampradayas. Powerfully he brought it up. Brought it up so powerfully. Without Baladeva Vidyabhushan, there would be no philosophy at all.
And also, that already there's a reference to that, no? Like four Sampradayas, Padma Purana.
Yeah.
See, propagated it.
No, throughout North India that propaganda was going on by other people.
Among the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, he was...
No. Yes, but the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they were a little bit... when that problem came in Galta, Jaipur, which Sampradaya do you belong to? So then Baladeva Vidyabhushan had to point out how we are followers of Madhva. But if you are followers of Madhva, then why can't you present Madhva's Brahma Sutra commentary? Then he explains that Baladeva Vidyabhushan himself, he says, he got stuck because he needed a commentary which establishes that the son of Nanda is the original. Now Madhvacharya's Brahma Sutra Bhashya does not do that. So you have a unique teaching of line and you are connected to Madhva. So you need to have a bridge commentary which points out that it is in line with Madhva's commentary, but at the same time it goes one step further and establishes its unique teachings. So therefore Govinda Bhashya had to be written. So he wrote that, then he wrote some other books. But it looks like the Gaudiya Vaishnavas never caught on. He wrote commentaries on Upanishads and the Upanishad commentaries were not preserved. It is such a tough time. Now Tattva Deepika itself is only now it was rescued. Tattva Deepika is a review of various Indian systems of philosophy written by Baladeva Vidyabhushan. He also is said to have written commentaries on 10 Upanishads. He is said to have written commentaries on full Bhagavatam. He is said to have written commentaries on full Shatsandarbha.
Oh, full Shatsandarbha.
Shatsandarbha,
only Tattva Sandarbha commentary is available. So it requires a lot of travel.
Damien Martin.
He will go down in history for rescuing. Then afterwards, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he comes and he basically is following that line and does philosophical analysis.
Damien Martin is very successfully doing a lot of things. Although you don't like him. Wait, is he academic or what?
No, now I, my, you know, I, it's okay. I lie, it's okay. Because for him, Baladeva Vidyabhushan is God. And I like that attitude. He says, Baladeva Vidyabhushan is no less than Ramanuja, Madhva and all these big acharyas. He is himself as powerful as that great acharya. I like that attitude. He has written Sanskrit verses glorifying Baladeva Vidyabhushan.
He doesn't think about all that.
Traigunya Shunyam Jadadravyam Kala.
But how he came to Vishwanath?
I don't know, by Baladeva Vidyabhushan's mercy, he must be going on.
He started this call, no?
Yeah.
From which country is he?
Brazil.
India.
No, but really, to single-handedly go against the entire criticism both from devotees and non-devotees and rescue these books. So Vishnu Chakravarti's book and all, Gauragana, Swarupa Tattva Chandrika, he discovered. And then he discovered Rupa Goswami's some grammar books and all Baladeva Vidyabhushan wrote. He wrote some grammar textbooks.
No, but he knows what are the list of figure discovers these things.
No, the lists were has been going around since many years.
Is it?
Okay. But then you have to counter check whether the lists are correct. In the list, some books which he never wrote have been put also. And some books which he wrote which didn't appear in the list also he discovered. There are different ways of, there are different ways of finding out, because usually the prominent authors have some scribes. And the scribes are the handwriting experts who check whether the handwriting is same. So there are different techniques in manuscriptology to find out all this.
So how much he has recovered now of his target?
Oh, he has discovered something by Prabodhananda Saraswati on Lord Nityananda. Different unexpected things and all he has got. But he has got something.
He's translating them?
No, he's digitally preserving them.
First, yeah, both, everything he, he's struggling. This Sukshmatika on Govinda Bhashya, because in India manuscripts travel all over India. Okay. One manuscript is sitting in Chennai somewhere. Mm. How it went to Chennai, God knows.
Discovered from there.
No, that I found in Namami National Manuscript Preservation or something.
But our British people did not burn any of these manuscripts. They did not do all the
credit. They didn't give any importance to the word and this. That's why they
did. Britishers didn't do this. Maybe the Muslims might have done it in Nalanda.
Okay.
But Britishers didn't do that.
Nalanda was situated
in?
Ujjain.
Near
Ujjain. Nalanda and Takshashila.
What was the university?
Universities.
Universities.
Giant universities. Giant universities. Right? That town, Nalanda, was a university town. Takshashila also.
Takshashila
is now in Pakistan or somewhere.
Okay.
Apparently Chanakya studied there.
Chanakya studied in Takshashila. They burned the entire...
Yeah, it looks like Mughal. It is said, I haven't...
Anyway. What doctrine can you recommend? Which era was pre-Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Who?
Muslims.
All kinds of things, yeah, before Lord Chaitanya. Before Lord Chaitanya.
During Chaitanya,
Navadip
was and Jesus started. Yeah. The works of Ramanuja
lost. Yamanacharya Siddhitraya has been broken. Such an important book, you know.
Broken, lost.
Some portions are lost. Vedanta Deshika, some important books are lost. It's just amazing how these kind of things can happen. If people are not serious about reading and teaching, then nobody understands their value. And after some time, the books are lost. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tried to get the Upanishad commentaries of Baladeva Vidyabhushan. He wrote to one of his friends in Vrindavan. And that person said that because nobody has been reading them, and nobody has preserved them, therefore the manuscripts have become bad and they have been thrown in the Yamuna. Somehow or other, we should get those Upanishad commentaries.
Will be there elsewhere
also? Possible. Quite possible. Quite possible. It needs, because It is all on demand. If you like it, you employ a scribe and you copy it. This is how people would do. It's more or less like how we copy things.
Now we pen drive.
No, that's why in general when people say, can you please give me your data, I immediately say copy it. Because I don't know, what if this computer gets, somebody puts a bomb or it falls down, it breaks, then I can retrieve the data. No? Very important. Pum prayatna nishpadyam adrishtadi shabdavachyam karma iti. Karma refers to the force of destiny produced from the actions of men. So this refers to karmic reactions. Karma refers to karmic reactions. Tesham lakshanani. The characteristics of these items are as follows. The characteristic means the identifiable characteristics. They all have some unique characteristics. Eshu Ishwaradini Chatwari Nityani. Among them, the first four, Ishwara, Jiva, Prakriti and Kala, are eternal. Jiva Dini Tu Isha Vashyani. Jiva, Prakriti, Kala and Karma are under the control of Ishwara. Karma Tu Prak Abhava Vad Anadi Vinashicha. The fifth item, karma, has no beginning, anadi, and is liable to destruction like prior non-existence, Prag Abhava. Yeah, this is all part of, in Tarka we study all this.
What is Prag Abhava?
Yeah, in Nyaya Vaisheshika one has to study all this. Something which has not yet existed has not existed for infinite time in the past. It has anadi non-existence. But this state of non-existence comes to an end if and when the object in question makes its appearance. Thus, non-existence is an example of something that has no beginning but has an end. Karma is similar. Okay. Tatra samvit swarupopi ishvaraha jivascha samvetta asmadartascha. The only objects which have consciousness as their essential property swarupa are Ishvara and Jiva.
You are coming to see?
Okay, now it's a complicated topic, we'll stop with this.
Wait, I can get with that thing, you go and see them.
What? No. We'll stop with this. Because this translation is a problem. I'll have to explain it again.
So you can come there with the photo, I'm just going there. In front of some kids and you'll meet.
Okay.
You're in this table.